Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yedal Daman Aleph. We're holding on Yedal Daman Aleph, 7 lines from the top, Amar Le Shmuel Lechia Barav. So Shmuel says to Chia Barav, Bar Irya, son of a lion, son of a Talmud Chacham, Ta Emolach Milso Mahani Mili Mal Yusad Hav Amar Avuch. Let me tell you something nice from your father Rav. Kol Yayma V'Yayma Nivra Malach Yasharis Min Hardiner. He said over that every day there are Malach Yasharis that are created from the Hardiner. V'Amri Shira Ubatli, they sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they go away. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Chadashim L'Bekarim Rabbi Munasecha. Every day, every biker, there's Chadashim, it's new ones. They sing Shira, and then they're Batal. Which is not like Rabshun Bar Nachmani said, who said that the malachim are created from somewhere else. The Amr Rabshun Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, they call Dibur v'Dibur Shoytzim Epiyah Kadosh Baruch Hu Nivra Mimenu Malach Echad. The malachim don't come from Nahar Dinar, rather they come from every Dibur v'Dibur that comes out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. So outside of from the Peh of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu, that's where these malachim are created. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Bedvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Baruach Piv Kol Tzivam. That all the Tzivam, all the malachim, they come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Peh Kaviyachu. Says the Gemara Vayter, because of Echad Omer Levushek, it's like Chivar Sareishik Amar Nekei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's hair is compared to being like Amar Nekei, like being like clean wool, which is white. Uksiv Kivutzaisav Taltalim Shechayre, Skyre, that his hair is black like a raven. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Bi Yeshiva, Kam Bi Mulchama. When he's Bi Yeshiva, so then it's white. When he's Bi Mulchama, so then it's black. The Amar Mari, Inchana Bi Yeshiva, Elazaki, Inchana Bi Mulchama, Elabacher, the best person Bi Yeshiva, to give Eitzas and to be Bi Yeshiva, that's a Zaki, that's someone with white hair. The best one to be a general in an army, that's someone who's younger with black hair. One pasuk says it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it describes upstairs as there being karsiyeh, as there being one throne. But the other pasuk says di karsavon is two thrones. So is there one throne or is there two thrones? Says the Gemara leKasha echeloi veechel leDavid. There are two thrones. One is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and one is for David HaMelech. Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, echeloi veechel leDavid. One throne for Kadosh Baruch Hu, one throne for David HaMelech, different Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva said over. However, Amar Lo Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said to Rabbi Akiva, how could you talk like that? Akiva, Ad Masa Ataisa Shechina Chol, you're making the Shechina Chol, the Kilu, there's a Kisei for David right next to Kadosh Baruch Hu. El Echel Adin Vechel Tztaka. The two thrones is that there's one for Din, and there's Kisei Din, and there's the Kisei Tztaka. Says the Gemara, Kibla Minei or like Kibla Minei. Was Rabbi Akiva Mekabel this Pshat or not? Says the Gemara, he was. Tashmal, bring your Raya from a Braisa. Echel Adin Vechel Tzedaka, different Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva said over this pshat that the two thrones are Echel Adin veEchel Tzedaka. Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Akiva, he didn't like this pshat either. He said, Akiva, Malcha Yitzel Agada, Klach Midivarei Secha, Yitzel Negam Vayelis. Stopping Isaac and Agadata, go learn Halacha, go learn Negam Vayelis. Ella, what does it mean that there's two thrones? It's Echel Kisei, Echel Esrafre. If it's one throne and then one footstool. Kisei Liesha Olav Esrafif Lahadim Raglov. There's a Kisei to sit on, and there's a stool to act as a footstool. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Hashemayim kisi va'aretz hadoim raglai." Says the Gemara, "Vayter now ki aser Rav Dimi Amar." When Rav Dimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over that Shemayna Asher Klal Leiskilu Yeshaya Yisrael. There's 18 curses that Yeshaya gave b'shas lecharban to Klal Yisrael. But in the skara daita yach amar lem amikra azeh, you didn't get cooled down until he said the following pasuk that Yerhavu Anar Bezaki Vanikla Benichban, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means. So first says the Gemara, Shmaina Asher Klalis by Ninu, what are the 18 curses? We'll read it quickly and then the Gemara itself will explain what the 18 things are. Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, Ki Ine Adon Hashem Tzavakis Mesir Mishlam Yim Yehuda, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove from Klal Yisrael, Masheinu Masheina, Kol Mishan Lechem, Kol Mishan Mayim, Gibur, Vish Melchama, Shoyfe, Vinavi, Kaisen, Vizakin, Sarchamishim, Supanim, Vyayitz, Vachachim, Charashim, Vinavoin, and instead, I'm going to make Na'arim. They're going to be the officers with Talulam Yimshulbam, and it's going to be Talulam. Foxes are going to rule over you. So Mashein Elu Bali Mikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove all these different people. Mashein refers to people who are Bali Mikra. Mashein Elu Bali Mishnah refers to people that are Bali Mishnah. Who's that? Kagoyin Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema V'chaveira, people like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema and his friends, and Pligi Bar Papa V'Rabbanan, and how many Mishnahis did they know? Chad Amar Sheish Me'ah Sidrei Mishnah, V'chad Amar Shva Me'ah Sidrei Mishnah. Like if it was 600 Sidrei Mishnah or 700 Sidrei Mishnah, obviously now we only have 6. Much of it now is just the Torah Shebal Peh, but a lot of it. But originally it was 600 or 700. Kol Mishan Lechem Elu Bali Talmud. And that refers to Bali Talmud. Lechem is a code word for Talmud, for Gemara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, L'chu lechemu b'lechem yushasu b'yayim mesachnis. You see, lechem is a code word for Gemara. V'chol mishal mayim. So mayim, elu bali agada, that refers to a bali agada. Shemayishchen libay shaladim kemayim b'agada. The reason why it's compared to water is because it pulls a person's heart, it attracts a person like water which flows. Gibor is a bal shmuais, is a person who has many shmuais from his rebbeim, and he has them clear. V'ish milchama zeshi idea lisa v'litim b'milchamta shal Torah. He knows in and out. He knows how to, not just he knows the Torah, but he knows also how to fight it out. Shayfi is a dayan shedan dinamis amito. He's a shayfi is a dayan. Navi kimeshmayu. It means there'll be no neviim. Kaisim is a melech. And how do we know? Kaisim is the word for melech. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kesem al sifse melech. Zakein zesharoy li yeshiva. He's a person who's roy to give out eitzas. Sar chamishim al tikri sar chamishim al sar chumashin. He's a sar of chumish. Zeshi idea lisa v'litim mel chamish. He's not just a Bali Mikra, he also knows how to fight it out. Davarachar, another Psah. Now what does it mean? Sar Chamishim. Sar Chamishim is Kedra Bevayu. It means literally Sar Chamishim. Damar Bevayu, Mikan Sheim Amid Metargman Al Tzibar Pachas Chamishim Shana. You shouldn't have a Metargman in less than 50 years. This is Chashivas of being 50. Nesu panim zeshenaisin panim udayir ba'avurai. He's a person that he causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look favorably at his entire dar, the whole Klal Yisrael, favorably just because of his zuchosim. So who's an example of that? Lamalo kugain Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa is an example of that. Lamalo by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And lamata kugain Rabbi Avayu be Kesar. It's like Rabbi Avayu by the Caesar's house that he caused the Caesar to look at Klal Yisrael positively. Yayet zreidea la'aber shanim l'kvaya chadashim. He knows how to make leap years and to organize the months. That he outshlagged his rebbeim. Charashim b'shasha paisei b'divrei Torah kol nasin kacharashim. As soon as he opens up and starts teaching Torah, starts saying over divrei Torah, everybody becomes like mutes. They have nothing to say. And the vine zeh maven davar mitaych davar. He knows how to extrapolate dinim from the things that he knows. Lachash zeh sharoy limsoli divrei Torah shenitnu belachash. He's the type of person that he's roy to give him over divrei Torah, which is given over generally very secretly. So he's someone that's roy to be mekabel such Torah. Benesati na'arim sareya, and I'll make na'arim their officers. So what does it mean? Na'arim mayna. May benesati na'arim sareya. Amar belazar elu bnei adam sheminu urim in a mitzvah. It means that they're young. They're empty for mitzvahs. The talulam yimshlubam, and instead the foxes are going to rule over them. Amar bar Yaakov tali barnei tali. Foxes, the sons of foxes, meaning tremendous tricksters, deceiving people. They're going to be the ones that are ruling over. V'lo niskaru daita yach amar lehem. And Yeshaya didn't feel calmed down until he said the following, that your havu anar bezakin. That what's this referring to? That the nar is going to have gaiva over the zakin. Elu bnei adam sheminu arim in a mitzvah. So refers to people that are empty from mitzvahs. Your havu b'misha mamula b'mitzvahs karimain. And they're going to rebel and act with gaiva against those that are filled with mitzvahs like a remain. V'hanikla b'nichba, the lightweights against the heavyweights. Yavei misha chamurai zomislov kakalis. Someone who he treats Averis that are chamer, like they're nothing, like they're kal, and he's gonna call the Erhavu b'misha kalus domislav kichamurais, and he's gonna go and rebel against people that are tremendously medactic in mitzvahs, and they treat kalis like chamurais. Amar Rav Katina, says the Gemara writer, more about b'shas kecharban, that says Rav Katina, afilu b'shas kishlaina shi yushalayim le'paskum and bali amana. We'll lose all these types of people, but we're not gonna lose erlich yidin. We're not gonna lose honest people. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki yitzvah is be'achiv, base of the pasuk describes a story. A person says to his friend, take a garment to be our leader. So what does it mean, take a garment? It means the things that people cover up like with their clothing, that's what you're going to have referring to Torah. Another similar drasha, that things that people aren't aimed on until they're nichshalin, referring to Torah. First you have to have the shver in the sugya, and then you see the light. So that all is all things that you're going to have. So Al-Kabandan, this person is telling his friend, you be our leader because you have this garment, you have Torah. And the man says back that no, yisa b'yay mahu lemer that lo ayachayvesh ubebeisi ein lechavein simba loytisimuni katzanam. Don't make me the leader of the nation. I don't have these things. What does it mean exactly? What exactly is this man saying back? Says the Gemara that Yisa, and Yisa Lashon Shavua. First of all, Yisa is a Lashon of Shavua. He's making a swear, he's making a promise. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, L'Sisa Shem Hashem Aleikecha. So you see, Sisa, Yisa, is a Lashon of Shavua. And what is he swearing? He says, L'Ei Yochayvesh, Yadoa Yisi Mechayvshi Beis HaMedrash. I never spent much time in the Beis Medrash. V'Beisi Ein Lechem Vein Simla. Shem Biyadi Lai Mikra, Lai Mishnah, Lai Gemara. I don't know any Taira. So you see that, Lai Paska Bali Amana, you see that he was honest. He was asked to be the leader, and instead he answers back, and he's very honest. Says the Gemara, that doesn't show that there's Bali Amana, that he's trying to be honest. He just doesn't want to look like a liar. But Dilma Shani Hasam, the Amar Lu Gamirna, if he says that Itaka has all this Torah, so Amri Le Emolan, they're going to ask him things, and it's going to be revealed that Itaka doesn't, and then he's going to really look like a shakran. So that's why he's telling the truth, not because he's an honest person, but because it's a milsa David Lagluye. People are going to find out about it. Says the Gemara, but still, he could still lie, and he could say that, yeah, I do know Kol Tayr Kula, but I forgot it. Instead, what does he say? He says, which means, I was never spent time in the Beis Medrash. So that must be because you see, Leipaska Bali Amana. Ask the Gemara, ain't he really? Leipaska Bali Amana, there's always honest people. Va'amar Rava, but Rava said that Leicharve Yerushalayim Matcha Paska Mimena Bali Amana. Rava said that Yerushalayim was only destroyed once it was Paska Bali Amana. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shaitu Bechitzes Yerushalayim, says Yirmiyah, go out and look in the streets. Uru no du Bakshu Berchaviseha, seek out, investigate in the streets. And Timtsui Shemyesh Aisa Mishpa Mevake Shemuna, go and see if you can find someone who's honest. Ve'eslach La, and then Hashem says that I'll forgive Klal Yisrael and I won't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So you see that there wasn't any Bali Amana. Says the Gemara like Kasha, ha b'divrei Torah, ha b'masu matan. There's a difference between divrei Torah and masu matan. But divrei Torah havu, there are bali amana, but b'masu matan lay havu, that's when it was paska bali amana.